It's Friday, July 17th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. During the first half of 2020, the Evangelical Fellowship of India documented 135 cases of persecution against Christians there. The cases include a lynching, multiple murders, community ostracism, and concerted efforts to stop worship and gospel sharing. The persecution is driven largely by Hindu extremists. Since the 1950s, the country of Cuba has been dominated by communism, but another power is beginning to sweep the country. The devastations of Fidel Castro initially drove the church underground, leaving only dedicated believers. International Christian Concern President Jeff King recently described the revival he has observed in Cuba firsthand.
In about 1989, the whole country just explodes with a hunger for God. The pastors will tell you, they said, look, our little house churches, the house churches, by the way, most of the time it's a shack. I mean, it's a shabby little thing in the eyes of the world. But then people were lined up to get into these churches.
Acts 13, verses 48 and 49 says, "When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was being spread throughout all the region." Global fertility rates are expected to fall to 1.7 by 2100, with 183 out of 195 countries below the replacement level, according to a study by the University of Washington. The study anticipates the number of children under 5 to fall from 681 million in 2017 to 401 million in 2100. Plus, the number of 80-year-olds will increase from 141 million to 866 million over the same period. However, populations in sub-Saharan Africa are expected to triple. By the year 2100, Nigeria will have 790 million people, right behind the most populated country of India at that time, of 1 billion. A U.S. District Court judge ruled against Legacy Church in New Mexico on Monday in its attempt to lighten coronavirus lockdown restrictions on in-person services. The public health orders require a 25% cap on occupancy, social distancing, and wearing masks. The church of 20,000 members argued that the restrictions were a violation of their First Amendment rights. Many states are calling for a federal bailout, but a look at their fiscal choices shows years of funding Planned Parenthood with millions of dollars. New York alone gave $115 million to the murder giant between 2016 and 2019. Washington State, Minnesota, Oregon, Michigan, and Massachusetts also gave millions. Representatives from states like Florida, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming are not interested in the bailouts, though, and their states have offered little to no funding to Planned Parenthood. 69% of American adults believe that people are basically good, and over 60% do not agree that human life is sacred, according to a study by Arizona Christian University. The survey found a small majority of Americans, 56%, believe that human beings are created by God and made in His image, but are fallen and in need of redemption. David prays in Psalm 51, verses 5 and 7, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Shoppers at Walmart and Kroger must start wearing face masks next week as coronavirus cases spike across the country. The big retailers join Costco, Starbucks, Best Buy, Panera Bread, and others in a nationwide requirement for face masks at their locations. And finally, last week, 6-year-old Bridger Walker of Wyoming put his life on the line for his little sister, who was being charged by a dog. Bridger took several bites to his face, but got his sister to safety. After getting 90 stitches, he's doing well now, thankfully. Bridger said, quote, "If someone had to die, I thought it should be me," end quote. The story got the attention of Chris Evans, the star of Captain America, who video messaged the brave boy, telling him he'd send him a special gift. Listen.
"Wow, you're a hero. What you did was so brave, so selfless. Your sister is so lucky to have you as a big brother. Your parents must be so proud of you. I'm going to track down your address, and I'm going to send you an authentic Captain America shield because, pal, you deserve it. Keep being the man you are. We need people like you.
John 15, verse 13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, July 17th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.